The Recollections of N. Balaram Reddy, Conclusion, continued from the July-August issue. After the Mahasamadhi, on April 16, the day after Bhagavan's body was buried, I gathered all my belongings and left on the noon train for Madras. At that time, I didn't know when or if I would be returning to the ashram. Many prominent devotees also began leaving Tiruvannamalai. Everybody was selling off their properties. The ashram's income dramatically fell, and the Mauni Srinivasa Rao was scheming to seize control of the ashram. Even before Bhagavan's demise, he was scheming. After 1 year, I again returned to the ashram to attend Bhagavan's Aradhana celebration. The ashram was struggling to stay afloat financially. I remember Chinnaswamy informing me that the ashram would be unable to serve me breakfast and I should go to town and eat. By the mid-1950s, T.N. Venkatraman began to gain considerable support, although he definitely had an uphill battle. And as Bhagavan willed, the ashram has somehow been going along, prospering ever since. There are, no doubt, the occasional incidental problems in the operation of the ashram. Still, like before, I believe it is only Bhagavan who is getting everything done. His presence continues to be the controlling factor in the day-to-day operation of the ashram. And just look how the ashram has grown and how more and more seekers from all over the world are flocking here. Why do you doubt it? One time, G.V. Subbaramaya questioned Bhagavan about his Atma Vidya song, which begins with self-knowledge is an easy thing, the easiest thing there is. Subbaramaya wondered why, if it is so easy, we don't realize it. This is something we all wondered about. I then quoted to Bhagavan verse 3 in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, wherein Sri Krishna says, of thousands of men, some rare souls strive to realize me. Of those striving yogis, again, some rare one, devoting himself exclusively to me, knows me in reality. I thought if Atma Vidya, self-knowledge, was so easy, as Bhagavan's song suggests, why did Krishna make this declaration in the Gita? Bhagavan looked at us with compassion and, smiling confidently, said, what is written in the song Atma Vidya is true. Why do you doubt it? It is as clear as a gooseberry in the palm of your hand. When he spoke to us like this, with such certitude and conviction, we were filled with an unflinching faith. We were filled with the unflinching faith and self-confidence in our ability to attain the ideal he taught us. Moreover, he sat before us as the living example of that ideal, a perfected soul, absorbed in the purity and peace of the absolute reality. What more did we need in life? How blessed we all felt. This concludes the recollections in Balaram Reddy, recorded by Dennis Hattel during a 1993 visit to Sri Ramanashramam. The foregoing 10 installments and an additional appendix not published in the Maharishi are being compiled into a book and published by Sri Ramanashramam India. Sri N. Balaram Reddy was absorbed into his master on May 11, 1995.